Hello and welcome back to Pod Tales by Baroda BNP Paribas Mutual Fund. I'm your host Annie, and joining us one more time is our expert Mr. Suresh Soni, CEO of Baroda BNP Paribas Asset Management India Private Limited, and a seasoned asset management professional with a wealth of knowledge and experience in this field. We're excited to have him back to share more insights and expertise on this dynamic investment strategy. In today's podcast, we're diving deeper into the world of balanced advantage funds. But before that, it's time for a special segment that puts the tales in Pod Tales. Yes, the story segment.
We all love stories and fables because they contain kernels of truth and great lessons that can help us live better and create value, even in matters of money. For example, the popular story of the three little pigs teaches us that perseverance pays off, that preparation is necessary for success, and taking the easy way out can have major consequences. The story goes like this. Three little pigs are sent out into the world by their mother to seek out their fortune and build their own house to live in. See, the story begins with the characters trying to create wealth for themselves. But their choices serve as interesting lessons. The first little pig built a house with just straw. He was lazy and didn't want to work to make his house safe. The second little pig worked a little bit harder, but he was lazy too. He built a house of sticks. The two pigs then relaxed, thinking the job was done, and they spent the rest of the day playing, singing, and dancing. However, the third little pig was a smart cookie. He built a house of bricks. He also built a fireplace and a chimney. The next day, a wolf was passing by and he could smell the pig in the straw house. He wanted to eat the pig, so he knocked on the door, but the pig saw through his keyhole that it was a wolf and refused. The wolf blew the straw house down and tried to eat the pig, but the first pig escaped and ran to hide in the second pig's house. The wolf made his way down the lane and saw the second pig's house. The same thing happened again. And though the second house was made of sticks, it wasn't strong enough. Somehow, the two little pigs escaped and hid in the third pig's brick house. Soon, the wolf showed up at the brick house and tried to eat all the pigs. He huffed and he puffed, but the brick house did not fall. The furious wolf tried to sneak in through the chimney, but the third pig figured it out and lit a fire under a pot of water. The wolf fell into the pot and was boiled to death. So what are the takeaways from the story? The fable of the three little pigs teaches us some useful lessons. The first lesson from this story is all-weather risk management. The third pig built a strong house to stay safe against unseen dangers. Similarly, when we invest our money, we need to create an all-weather investment portfolio to navigate volatility and risks. Disciplined investment. Think about this one. The third pig had to give up the opportunity to go play with the other pigs while he was building his brick house. But that focus and prioritizing the risk kept him safe. Similarly, a sound financial plan and financial discipline are important for securing your financial future. Shortcuts can cost you. If your house is built from weak material, it cannot keep you safe. The same goes for your investment plans. Choose carefully and seek professional help. This is where financial advisors can make a big difference. So remember, think like the smart pig that built its house with bricks, not like the ones that rushed and made mistakes, and you will be better off in your financial journey.
Did you know? According to Amfi Explorer data, as on 31st May 24, balanced advantage funds category returns were fairly close to the returns generated by the broader market, despite significant debt exposure. For example, last year, Nifty 50 TRI gave a return of 22.9%, and the average return of the category was 23.3%.
Suresh, a very, very warm welcome to Pod Tales. It's so nice to have you.
Delighted to be here, Annie.
Well, I hope the monsoons that have been kind of throwing curveballs at us the markets are not throwing that kind of curve balls, because even if they are, I believe you have the expertise to share with us about Balanced Advantage Fund. Suresh, in the story, we saw how the third pig decided to play it safe and averse the risk of death, unlike the other two brothers of his. Similarly, for investors, at a time of volatility in the market, how do balanced advantage funds help keep investments safe?
To make money in the market, you have to be in the market. And therefore, you need to make sure that you don't die like the other pigs could die in volatility. So how do you stay alive? How do you stay safe? I think the example to follow is that of third pig. Make a strong brick wall. And in case of balanced advantage fund, debt allocation or fixed income allocation, as we call it, is your brick wall. That is the one that keeps you safe from the volatility or the big bad wolf that will come every once in a while, and therefore gives you that confidence, that comfort, that I have a part of the portfolio which is staying stable, which is giving me regular returns, because debt will continue producing regular returns for you, even as other part of the market is going through a little bit of volatility. So balanced advantage funds have this unique characteristics which allow you to go through the volatile phases with a relative calm because of its asset allocation. And therefore, you're able to stay longer and compound your money over a long period of time. And please remember, in equity market, to make money, we have to stay invested and allow our money to be compounded, and which is precisely the role of debt in the portfolio. It just allows you to be safe and therefore stay longer and compound.
Well, I think it's extremely important for us to understand the kind of risks that are involved. And when there are risks involved, of course, there is also balanced advantage funds. We're going to dive a little bit deeper here, Suresh. What role does debt play in building a secure portfolio in that case?
Yeah. So I think the debt is a very integral part of the balanced advantage of the strategy, because while the equity works on the growth dimension, debt is the one that provides stability. Pretty much like the protection that the brick wall was providing in the story. So debt is a solid foundation, unshaky foundation on which you stay consistent, you stay confident, you stay stable. And that's the part that the debt plays in the portfolio, where you have stability and some regular return that keeps coming to you irrespective of equity market volatility. So while you try to ride the growth curve of equity, you also want some amount of safety. And that's where debt comes into play, to play complementary to the growth that is offered by equity.
Oh, that's brilliant. And this is, I think, exactly why balanced advantage funds got its name, because it's a good balance between debt and equity. And so your risks also come down. I would like to know now, how does a balanced advantage fund help avoid biases when making an investment?
What balanced advantage fund tries to do is, you know, all of us get sometimes moved by the market emotions as well as the, let's say, momentum of the day.
Right.
And one of the best way to make money in the markets, as Warren Buffett said, is that be greedy when others are fearful, and be fearful when others are greedy. Well, easier said than done, because the emotions sometimes come in the way of investing. And balanced advantage fund therefore usually use a model that focuses on basic fundamentals of the market, the valuations, the price earning ratios, the price to book multiples, the dividend yields and the kind. And therefore then comes up with what should be the ideal asset allocation given the state of the market. And therefore, you're deciding not basis the commentary of the day, but by looking at data. And therefore, it's a lot more measured, a lot more calculated, as well as a lot more thought out strategy in terms of how do you invest money into equity and fixed income. So the model allocation is essentially at the heart of the balanced advantage strategy,
right,
where you input the parameters of the market and then see what's the best way to allocate the money. If the market is becoming expensive, you reduce your equity allocation. And at the same time, when the equity markets become compelling, like they did in the aftermath of COVID, you look at the market valuations from the long-term fundamentals and say, this is the time to be putting more money on the table because valuations are very compelling. Even though the narrative of the day may be a little bit fearful or too greedy.
That is indeed an extremely well laid out understanding of balanced advantage funds, especially when there are risks involved. And as portfolio keeps widening, the gap also widens. And as experts, I think you are beautifully able to make us understand that it is a must to have a balance, and which is where the role of both debt and equity come into play for a more stable and less emotionally driven investment experience over time. Thank you once again, Suresh, for joining us on Podtails and sharing how balanced advantage funds may be a great way of creating wealth.
Thank you.
Right. Be sure to check out our other episodes of Podtails, where we discuss finance topics that help you become a better investor. If you have any questions or any feedback regarding our podcast, you need to send them over because we love hearing from our audience. Until next time, happy investing.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.